Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What are some of the challenges facing local law enforcement officers in our modern age? Let's go in-depth with Lieutenant Aaron Fuller with the Knoxville Police Department. Lieutenant, what made you decide to go into law enforcement?
You know, I'm not sure. It was years and years ago. I was in high school and looking for something to go to college for. I chose criminal justice, and ever since I chose criminal justice, I just kind of always wanted to go into law enforcement.
And you're enjoying it?
Oh, I am. Yes, very much.
And just promoted?
I am.
Well, how does that feel?
Feels great. Achieved one of my goals.
Being a lieutenant?
Yes.
What's your family think about that? They must be pretty proud.
I think they are. It provides a little different schedule, a little more difficult hours as far as working afternoons and stuff like that, but we are surviving.
What is it about law enforcement that you like? I know there's got to be something that just must fascinate you, otherwise you'd do something different. I know you
absolutely.
Well enough that you would.
Yes, I would. Helping people is my number one goal. I also enjoy enforcing the laws. One of the laws that I like to enforce the most is operating while intoxicated. That's just kind of one of my knacks that I found in law enforcement.
A knack in what way? You can tell by the way a vehicle's moving, the way a person looks.
Well,
how do you have a knack for that?
I would say after doing so many OWI cases, arresting so many intoxicated drivers, you learn from each case, and you can put it in your bank and store it away. And, you know, if you ever need that information again, you can definitely pull it out at any time.
You can tell by looking at somebody, you're not going to give me any of the tips, are you?
Well, I don't necessarily know about looking at somebody. Sometimes you can. Somebody that's intoxicated, it's very obvious
right.
that they're intoxicated. A lot of times, especially with operating while intoxicated, that's not the case. You can't just, tell that they're intoxicated by looking at them.
There's not just a sharp line where you're intoxicated or not. There's a continuum that can only be measured by blood content. And so you have to use other kinds of clues because you just
yes.
can't take a blood test without having a reason to do so.
Absolutely. There is observation clues, your first observation as far as seeing what you see whenever people are driving. After that, there's the initial contact, seeing what you see, what you hear, what you smell whenever you first speak to a person who you suspect of operating while intoxicated. Along with the test obviously gives clues, which we actually rely on the test a lot more than people think. And then, of course, the blood alcohol content is pretty much the slam dunk.
How about other kinds of investigations? What other kinds of investigations do you like to do?
I was recently on narcotics for 2 years. I really enjoyed narcotics. It was very interesting, a lot different than working patrol, than working other investigations. Just a lot more involved, a lot more intact. You got to really have your stuff down in narcotics. You've got to really specialize and focus on what you're doing at all times in narcotics, to be successful at it.
Well, and you were undercover.
I did do undercovers. I was not necessarily always undercover.
But you were undercover some of the time.
Some of the time, yes.
Well, that must be hard because essentially you're lying to somebody just by being undercover, right? You're trying to get somebody to get somebody that's doing something wrong, and you just can't say, hey, I'm a police officer, do something wrong in front of me.
No, unfortunately, that doesn't work. However, that has worked once or twice, but not for me. I wasn't that lucky. As far as my undercover stuff went, I don't necessarily know that if you want to call it lying, you can. You obviously deceive people, try to make them think that you're someone that you're not.
Right.
But
did I pick a wrong word there?
Okay.
Is that
Well, yes and no. Kind of depends on who you are and, you know, the way you look at it. But
if I remember correctly, you had a lot of background in psychology. And so
in one way or another,
you're trying to manipulate the bad guy, right?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, so I mean, I think lying's okay. Well, maybe not. Manipulate the bad guy.
Manipulate the bad guy is a good way to put it, yes. I like that very much.
All right. And you want to do it because we want to keep the bad guys out of our lives, out
Absolutely.
Of our children's lives.
Right? Absolutely.
And so it's something that has to be done and you have to be good at it. And psychology helps, I bet.
It has, yes. It has.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Lieutenant Aaron Fuller with the Knoxville Police Department. What are some of the challenges that you see in front of the Knoxville community?
In front of the Knoxville community, I think the police department needs to stay involved with the community. See, last weekend we were at the Kids Carnival for Helping Hands, and I'm fairly confident that we were one of the most popular booths. Of course, we had good prizes and stuff like that. We had frisbees and pencils and stickers and, you know, all the stuff that kids love. But the support that we got from the people, the interaction that we got from the kids and the adults, it was just great. I think, you know, our job is to enforce the laws, but the more that we can be involved with the community, with children, all the way from, you know, toddler size to high school kids, you know, the better off this entire community is.
Because then they establish a relationship with you.
Absolutely, yes.
They recognize you and you can influence the kids.
Yes.
You hope.
Yes, yes.
That's ideal. And that's one of the goals of every other officer that I've been here. And I know that Chief Lasada thinks that interaction with the kids is of critical importance.
Yes.
And so is that fun?
It is fun. Last week on Saturday during the Kids Carnival, I can't remember the last time I had so much fun at work. Yeah, we had a blast. Myself, Officer Keller, Reserve Officer Wilt worked it, and at the end of it, we were completely beat. All we wanted to do was go home and sleep, but we had a great time. I think that all of our faces hurt from smiling so much.
Now, it just comes to mind that maybe some of the problems with our big cities is that our kids don't get interact in a positive way like that with law enforcement as easy as it is in a small town. You get to encounter a large proportion of the kids at an event like that where an officer in, say, Des Moines would not have that opportunity.
Yeah, I think that's true. I don't necessarily have a lot of experience or have spoken with a lot of guys from a larger town about issues with kids and stuff like that, but I would say that's true. Smaller community, you know, provides a better chance for the police department and other leaders in the community to be involved.
What other challenges does Knoxville have that you think the police force can help everyone with?
Another challenge, I would say, would be our drugs. I know whenever I was coming off the task force, a big problem in our town is prescription pills. Now, a lot of people have their own prescription for these pills. However, the way they use it or abuse it or they sell them or give them away, that's the issue here. And it's ranged all the way from, you know, young kids, 13, 14 years old to adults on a weekly basis, and you're going to see somebody that's been arrested or, you know, some kind of a courthouse jail update about someone who's been arrested for fraudulently using prescription pills.
I guess I don't understand that. Most of the pills that people I know are on are for blood pressure or heart pills or, I mean, people when they come out of surgery or something are on some pain medication.
Yes.
But I don't understand what the thrill is of the prescription drugs. Is there something there that I don't see that makes people want to do them?
The pills that are most abused are obviously painkillers. There's obviously several ways to take them. You can take more than the recommended dose. which will have an effect on you. Nowadays, a lot of people are crushing them up and sniffing them as if there were other drugs. And nowadays, a lot of people are crushing them up, adding water to them, heating them up in a spoon, and injecting them in their arm with a syringe. That obviously gets everything, gets the drug into your bloodstream faster, and provides a high for you.
But you can die. It just sounds dumb. Is it a death wish, or is it?
It could be. I don't necessarily know how many deaths we've had in Knoxville. I can probably think of one right now, off the top of my head. How many deaths we've had here in Knoxville from fraudulent prescription use. However, in surrounding towns, you know, there's been numerous deaths. And, you know, to all the parents out there, I would just recommend locking them up and, you know, making sure that your kids can get nowhere near them. Because this is not just an issue for adults. This is an issue for kids. And prescription pills are so easy to come by and so easy to get, especially in Knoxville. And I'm not sure why Knoxville. That's just the way it is. But, you know, you definitely need to be responsible when handling your medication.
And so you might just think it's no big deal. I've got my medication, but kids or somebody coming into your house can get them.
Absolutely. You know, a kid's friend can take them. You know, your own kid can get a hold of them, you know, and choose to do whatever he or she wants to do, whether use them or sell them or, give them to friends, trade stuff for them. There's just a long list of, you know, things that can really go bad with pharmaceutical drugs.
And the kids might not even be thinking about it. Somebody might say, I'll give you $20 for anything in your parents' medicine cabinet. Does stuff like that
good. Absolutely could. Very good.
The kid might not think, oh, that's no big deal. I'll just rip off a few now and then and I'll make some money.
Yeah, exactly.
And the people doing it, the bad guys, are probably making it sound like they're your friends and
And
they're not.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Well, and so that happens too much.
Does. Happens way too much.
So some words of caution there for parents. And then to the kids themselves, do you want to say something to the kids?
To the kids, I would just say, if there's someone trying to pressure you into using the drugs, or if you're just wondering what they're like, you know, it's not worth it. You never know what could go wrong. You don't know what is all in the medication, you know, depending on how you take it, you know, it could be the end of your life. So it's just not worth it. It's just not worth it at all.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Lieutenant Aaron Fuller with the Knoxville Police Department. Now, this is a whole new world for a lot of people in your business in the sense that computers are everywhere. You use computers for all kinds of your investigations. Yes. And what's happened is that interactions that we used to have just with our neighbors on the street, friendly relationships, are now taking place on the computer, on places like Facebook or Pinterest or whatever the most popular thing is now. Yes. And you have to integrate into that. And so then you're knowledgeable about that, but then also officers are also part of this new world. Are there some concerns from, say, your position as a lieutenant about how officers, how the staff at the department, how you interact in this new world? Are there things that you're concerned about?
There's definitely issues that can arise. As of right now, we've got a good set of officers who all know how to use this stuff. But, you know, obviously, as far as law enforcement being involved in social media and stuff like that, yes. And you know, there's been, I'm sure that you can look online and find all kinds of stories about how police officers or city officials have, you know, gotten in trouble by using Facebook or Twitter or MySpace, stuff like that. But I don't think we have any of those issues here.
Do you have a policy amongst the department?
We do. We do. We actually just created a social media policy. The main reason for that policy was to set guidelines for the police department as far as the police department itself getting involved in social media. So if the guidelines really cover, if the Knoxville Police Department ever wanted to start a Facebook page, ever wanted to start a Twitter account, stuff like that, to relay information to people in the community.
So you might want to do that?
That is actually coming soon. I don't know how soon. We're not really wanting to rush into it. We want to make sure that we have clear guidelines and a clear mission of what we want to accomplish with each one, instead of jumping right in and, not necessarily knowing what we're going to do with it.
Well, it's another way of reaching out to the public, isn't it?
It is, yes.
And it's like you and I are friends on Facebook.
Yes.
And we get to learn something else about each other. We get to see each other's kids and our lives, and it's stuff that we share. And it's just like with everybody else, it's sort of fun, and you get to know people and in a better way sometimes, where yep. circumstances wouldn't necessarily allow people to be in touch as often anyway.
Very true. With Facebook, you can look at anything from family photos to photos with friends. You can look at what kind of books you like, what kind of music you like, what kind of movies, television you like, anything like that. Your interests, your hobbies, what kind of sports you like. It's such a wide array of information that you can gather about somebody, for either personal use, like you and I use it, or for, professional use, like the police department uses it.
Well, I'll have to admit that I've looked at the Facebook profiles of a lot of candidates for different positions we've had lately, and not all of them necessarily present the most, positive image. People young and old aren't necessarily wise in their usage, are they?
Sometimes it happens. As far as law enforcement being involved in social media, there's not a whole lot of laws out there for us to go by, to follow. The information that I can give to people out there is to just be responsible with it. Be responsible about what you post. Be responsible about your pictures. Be responsible about, anything that you like, your friends and stuff like that.
Yeah, and so with the department policy, people are just thinking about it. You're being more.
Yes. Now.
Thoughtful about it, I guess.
Yes. Now, as far as officers go, we already have policies that have been in place for years and years and years. About how to conduct yourself outside of work and how to conduct yourself being a police officer in Knoxville. So those policies and procedures and those rules and guidelines have already existed for years and years. So this policy is really nothing new for us. However, it is one that's going to have to be changed often, just because of, all the change and information that goes around on social media websites.
What's your ultimate career goal?
My ultimate career goal is to become chief of police someday. I would like it to be here in Knoxville. However, that's might not always be possible. So my career goal in law enforcement is to be chief someday.
Somewhere.
Somewhere, yes. Hopefully Knoxville. I'd like to be in Knoxville.
Thanks to Aaron Fuller for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.